From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In the 20th century, many African-American and gay activists tried to repurpose offensive words that had long been used against them. In the process, they transformed hateful brands into badges of pride and identity. Now, in the 21st century, several Asian-American musicians are trying to do the same, and they started with the name of their band. April Baer of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports on The Slants.
It all started as kind of a practical joke. Simon Young had been playing bass in bands for years, but what he really wanted was to front an all-Asian lineup. And with The Slants, he's almost done it. Here's Simon Young and his lead singer, A-Ron.
I was born in Vietnam.
Chinese and Taiwanese. Our drummer, AC, and guitarist, Johnny, they're both Hispanic and Filipino. Together, they make about one Asian.
So. The Slants' brand of Asian-American identity means breaking out, trading in the old stereotypes, maybe living inside someone else's skin for a while. Simon Young and A-Ron don't write exclusively about race, but they say it was definitely something they wanted to tackle with The Slants.
When I was actually a kid, the first racial slurs I heard were Chink and Jap, and I'm Vietnamese, so they didn't even get those right. And, you know, they still scared me, though.
We did have a lot of similar experiences growing up. We both got kind of chased around and beat up by other kids because...
Oh, I never got beat up.
Oh, you outran them.
I outran them on my bike.
I had a bunch of rocks thrown at me and... You know.
In their music, the band loves to pick up on schoolyard rhymes that used to drive them nuts as kids.
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these, the way I heard it in my school.
That rhyme became the seed for a chorus that speaks to anyone. Chinese, Japanese, or just down on their knees. Anyone who knows what it's like on the outside. The Slants' breakout gig came last year at a convention devoted to Japanese animation. These conventions, or cons, draw thousands of young anime and manga fans, many barely into their teens. They're decked out in costume, ready to spend, and starved for music.
Did you go to the rave last night?
Yes.
The rave was awesome.
Yes, it was. I totally lost my wig, though.
The wigs are only the beginning. Convention wear is pretty wild and inspired by anime's sci-fi and fantasy themes. You get kitten ears, demon wings, even the occasional radiation suit. It was here that The Slants began to build a fan base.
And I really like their music.
Yeah,
like,
I
really
love
fun.
Their music.
Jackie Kim and her friend Onyu Kim, no relation, are both from Mill Creek, Washington. Dressed in matching schoolgirl costumes, they lined up at Seattle's SakuraCon for autographs. Actually, the girls just got some bad news about The Slants' next local concert date.
On May 10th,
which is our prom day.
That's our prom.
What will you do?
I don't know.
We have to go to prom, but maybe they can escort us to prom.
The congoers represent a real market. They're buying comic books, toys, and DVDs. John Lowe came from Atlanta to sell CDs and posters. He says The Slants are different from the foreign bands who dominate the convention circuit.
All the bands we deal with are all Japanese bands. Some of them have ties with anime because they do the anime opening songs. Others just popular music that the kids like.
The Slants' songs about Asian American alienation don't seem to have hurt their appeal to white teenagers. If anything, they resonate with kids whose geeky adoration for anime makes them outsiders in their own way. Just one convention gig was enough to fund the band's first CD. Simon Young and A-Ron say they'll never forget the screaming kids at that show.
Dressed up like Sailor Moon and kids dressed up like Dragon Ball Z, and it's amazing. It's like a big party. It's like Halloween, but it's great. The kids are so genuinely enthused and excited about that.
Yeah, it was definitely one of my favorite shows that I've ever played in my life.
Plans are in the works for some Slants dates in Asia next year. For NPR News, I'm April Baer in Portland, Oregon.